AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hillary Rodham Clinton jumped back into presidential politics on Sunday, making a much-awaited announcement that she will seek the White House again with a promise to serve as the champion of everyday Americans. Registered Democrat Julie Stouch was part of that video, but didn't realize it was for the big campaign kickoff.
Well, I got a call about 5 minutes before it went out saying, just to let you know, you made the video, which was both fun and kind of scary until I saw it, but it was fun.
The video is a collection of voters talking about their lives, their plans, and aspirations for the future. Clinton doesn't appear until the very end. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is expected to announce his presidential plans on Monday. Secretary of State John Kerry urging congressional opponents of an emerging nuclear deal with Iran to be patient until they see a final agreement later this year.
I think people need to hold their fire. Let us negotiate without interference and be able to complete the job over the course of the next 2.5 months.
Kerry on CBS's Face the Nation. On Tuesday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is expected to debate a bill that would give Congress a say on any deal with Iran. Quite a run at the Masters Golf Tournament for Jordan Spieth. The 21-year-old led from start to finish. His 18-under tied the best Masters score ever.
To be honest, it's just an honor to join those names that have been on the trophy before. And all in all, just very, very happy with the day.
Gas prices continue to drop, according to analyst Trilby Lundberg.
In these 3 weeks, the price is down a nickel to $2.45 per gallon on regular. This makes a total of 9 cents drop over 5 weeks.
Big winner for Sunday evening's MTV Movie Awards, the teen tearjerker The Fault in Our Stars taking Best Movie. This is AP Radio News. Tragedy at Walt Disney World in Florida. A Lamborghini that was part of an exotic car racing attraction at the theme park crashed into a guardrail, killing a passenger and injuring the driver. It wasn't immediately clear if the driver was a track employee or a customer. The attraction lets race car fans be drivers or passengers in luxurious cars such as Lamborghinis, Porsches, or Ferraris. Officials say a woman was dangling her 2-year-old son over a railing at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo when he fell about 10 feet into a cheetah exhibit. The toddler's parents jumped in and pulled him to safety. Zoo visitor Michael Loon tells WKYC-TV that he couldn't believe the boy only needed treatment for a few bumps and bruises.
When you saw how far the drop was, you just couldn't believe that the kid didn't hurt himself from falling down on the ground. Because I'm looking at the cheetahs, and then all I hear is the screams. You know what I mean? It was like screams, cheetah, then you see everybody. And it was just like everything happened so quick.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.